popularity does not mean quality.
I completely agree.
So that's why I'm angry at the people who get pissed off that The Dark Knight wasn't nominated for a Best Feature Film, because it was a good movie, but the other movies were a hell of a lot better
Oscar-wise. What other movies are nominated?
I don't remember at the moment.
I probably haven't seen any of them.
No. I probably haven't either, but I'm sure they're quality-wise, they were a lot better than The Dark Knight. Because The Dark Knight was an action film, an action comedy, whatever.
I don't think The Dark Knight is sophisticated enough.
No, it's not. It's not sophisticated nearly enough.
Like, seriously, when I think of, like, the Oscars, I'm like, oh, they're sophisticated movies.
But Heath Ledger's acting was sophisticated enough to deserve that nomination.
That's true. He was really good.
He was really good in that film, and he definitely deserved that award. Yeah, he won that. But
man, with a way to go out.
This is a thing I have a problem with. Slumdog Millionaire was an incredibly popular film. Mm-hmm. Incredibly popular.
We would have gotten extra credit in American History if we would have gone and seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Bring in the ticket stub.
That doesn't even make any sense to me.
I don't. It had something to do with what we were talking about at the time, or something.
An American? Okay, whatever. But that movie was incredibly popular and got all the rave reviews and whatever. And I compared their soundtrack to the soundtrack of The Dark Knight, WALL-E, whatever. It doesn't even match up to something that the WALL-E song was, in my opinion, a hell of a lot better than the song from Slumdog Millionaire. But the fact that Slumdog Millionaire, that song was probably catchier or whatever. That's probably what won it. But the WALL-E song had some, like, holy crap, this makes sense.
I'm about to turn on right here.
Yes, you are.
Yes. I didn't really look for a sign. Because
there is no sign.
Okay.
But, whatever. I get all pissed off at the Oscars sometimes, even though I love them. But yeah, the biggest joke about it being increased to 10 is, yeah, we needed a longer show.
Whatever. Those things drag on and on.
Yeah.
And on.
My favorite parts are when Robin Williams comes out. This past year was weird when they did the round stage thingy. And the weirdest part for me was Jack Nicholson was not there. Jack Nicholson is always there in the front seat, but he was not there at the Oscars this year. I did a tweet-a-palooza during that thing, too.
The Sherlock Holmes movie kind of bugs me.
Yeah, that doesn't look good. Doesn't look good at all.
Like, I only want to see it because Robert Downey Jr. is in it.
Doesn't look good at all.
And Jude Law. But Sherlock Holmes wasn't like that.
Doesn't look good at all.
I was very disappointed.
Again, where I told you before, they have to change some stuff in the books and fiction
to make it attractive
for people.
Well, like, okay, fantasy things, I think, like, they just can't really make those movies because everyone sees differently, like, in the brain.
Yep.
So, I mean, they're never going to please everybody.
Yep. The only way they can perfect a fantasy movie is talk to the author the whole time. And get every little piece of detail like they pretty much did for J.K. Rowling. But my only problem is they totally screwed up the werewolf in 3 and when it changed to, like, film 6 coming up. The werewolves look completely different. Turn on your brights, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was even, like, straining trying to see if, like, where I'm going. I don't know. Twilight, maybe. I don't know. It didn't bug me that much.
Did you read the books before you saw the film?
Yes.
Okay. Then credit for you. Because I like normal.
I don't know. I think it was just that, okay, for someone who hadn't read the books yet, they didn't know that Jacob is a werewolf.
Is that what ruined the trailer for you?
I think so. Because, like, the rest of it was fine. The rest of it seemed to match up pretty good, but
the fact that he did that switch right at the end,
come on.
That's not even, like, that's not revealed in the first book?
Well, it reveals that his family is part of the tribe that the myth is that they turned into werewolves. But he doesn't actually get the ability until, like, the end of the second book.
Oh, okay.
When she's being attacked by
the vampire?
Yeah.
Did Lawrence match your idea?
Not really.
No? I don't even know what they're supposed to look like or anything. Okay, we're about done. 20 seconds.
I love you!
Transformers 2 was decent, and if the critics are saying it's bad, it's not true. It's fairly good. If you like action movies, go see it. People who are saying it doesn't have a plot, that's not true. Either it just has a more fantasized plot. More old school stuff.